Dear Heavenly Father, holy be your name. Your kingdom will be done as on earth as in heaven. Father, we thanks again for your blessing and grace that we come back to church today to worship you, to listen to you. Please, you know, give me strength and the power to give the information clear and safely to all the brother and sister here today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Morning, everybody. I think most of you know me by the name of Wilfred, okay? But in a Chinese sort of community, we actually want our next generation, so this is my free son, to be better known by other people than myself. So what I mean is, you may say, oh, this is Hubert Conrad and Pupus Stead. Or you say, oh, this is, you know, Uncle Wilfred. So to me, I'm actually much prefer you know my boys than me, because they are the next generation. So for some of you, you know, may not quite understand, but this is what, you know, the Chinese culture is. So if, you know, you don't know me, doesn't matter, but you know my boys. So in here, I want to share with you the topic today is right believing in Christ. And, oh, sorry, I should get the slide here too. Like this. Thanks. Right. Let's try again. Is that this one? No. If not, Brian, you can help me. Is it okay, Brian? Yep. Okay. Just go to the next slide. Okay. So the question I want to share with you is son or slave. So I think in our Christianity, we always have these toss and turns. We are the son of our God, and also we serve God, okay? So today I want to share with you, are we our son of the God mostly, or are we serving God mostly, or are we both? Okay, we can have both too, okay? So my information I'm sharing today is based on, you know, the things that I read and I listen. So it's the two of the pastors I listen. Some of you may know them before too. One is Pastor Prince from Singapore. The other one is Joe Osteen from America. Okay, so this is basically where I sort of, you know, get my information from there. Okay, so let's go for the first, the next slide. Thanks. Okay, so this is the prodigal son. So with this verse, sorry, I have a few slides because, you know, I think last time I come to serve my information is the PowerPoint doesn't give the, I'll say, Bible words, so that's why I have a few words there. I actually have more than one, which are a bit different or strange. So in here, I want to share with you is, as you know, the son is actually the bad guy, okay? So, and then eventually he recognized that he actually not doing good for his family, for his father, so he decided to go back to find his dad, okay? The points I want to share with you is he decided to go back to his dad for what? To work for his dad so that he can get some return in return, okay? So that's what I want to point out is, but did his dad want him to work? No, his dad is already to give back everything that, you know, he's supposed to have. So what I want to share with you is a lot of time we try to do things our way because I think most of us will, including myself, we'll feel better, we'll feel good when we work for something. Instead of you just get the money or the food and everything that three without any work. And I think a lot of people will also, you know, especially, you know, people in the community will find that, how come you get so many good things without working? And this is what we call grace. If the thing that we work for and we got it, it's not grace. You're working for it, okay? So this message I want to share with you is that the son knows that he's doing wrong. So he go back and try to work for his dad to get something to eat as a servant. But his dad already want to give him more than that because he's his son. So what that means is, you know, if we believe in Christ, you probably don't have to work. Is that right? Not really. As we go on, we know. But what I mean is the intention is not to work hard to get the grace and to get the blessing. is already yours. It's already us. Once you say you believe in Christ, you surrender your life to Christ, to Jesus, we already got those blessings and grace. That's grace. Grace is, as you already know, the things that we got that we don't deserve. If the things that we work for, it's not grace. Okay? So that's the first one. So the next example or parable I want to share with you is the woman in the Jacob's well. You probably don't have to read through the whole lot of the Bible verse here, but this is another example I want to share with you. And some of you may already know. For example, the first line in John chapter 4, verse 3. So he left Judas and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria. So what it actually means is Jesus wanted to go back to Galilee, but he don't have to go through that way. He's actually definitely go through Samaria. It's because he intentionally go there to meet someone. That's why he sort of go to a long route. So what he want to intend to meet is Samaria woman. Okay? So in that, I want to show you is God has already have his plan to meet us, not us to meet him. He's always got a plan. So that's why he have to go all the way to meet this woman. And is this woman deserved? I think as I will use the term, the earth will, he probably not deserved to be met by Jesus. So he is actually been married a few times, four times, and he's living with someone now, and also especially by that time of the history there, is a no-no for any woman, especially they look down on Samaria woman there. So, but Jesus still detour to meet her. What's the reason? Grace and love. And that's what Christ is. Okay? So again, I want you to have this idea that this example or this parable in Bible is that Jesus did went there to meet this woman. And to start with, this woman doesn't know why, because Jesus asked him to give him water to drink. And you also know that this Samaria woman is there by herself alone. And if you look at the detail of the Bible verse there, is she went there during the middle of the day, around about 12 o'clock. Why go there? So hot and so discomfortable to do your task to get water. Because she wanted to avoid all the other women that went there and gossiping and talking about her. And yet, Jesus went and talked and give her support. Again, so many times, that's what love is. That's what grace is. She definitely doesn't deserve that. But Jesus still go and give it to her. That's the reason that, our God is a lovely God, loving God, and also give us all the grace there. Okay? So the next one, thanks. All right? So maybe the other two examples that you have, give you before, you will still have a bit of a query, it's really that's, God's love. So let's have this one from our own Jesus. So in Mark chapter 1, verse 9, let me read it to you. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heavens begin torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased." Okay? So what I want to share with you is the last few words. You, I am well pleased. What I want to share with you is this is Jesus baptized, okay? And after Jesus just baptized, God already said that he's pleased with him. Did Jesus do any miracle yet? No. Does he start preaching or teaching yet? No. He just born again in baptized. So what I want to show you, this is also very important in hopefully get in your mind, is when we believe in Christ, he loves us as we are before we do anything. And in here, the good example is Jesus. Jesus just baptized. He doesn't have to do anything. It doesn't haven't start doing any miracle. God already loves him. Okay? So we have this in mind. When you believe in Christ, God loves us already. So I said before, I got three boys. I only got two here. The other one is hiding somewhere. No, he's in CSS. So I always told, especially, don't mention name, but I have to, Conrad. So what we do is, you know, in a family, you do something that I'm happy with, and I will in return do something back to you, isn't it? Actually, that's not true, because whatever he do not so good to us, I still do good thing for him, and also Hubert. So not just Conrad, all right? So what that means is, you know, when once we in Christ, we already love. So don't have to worry that, you know, you're not up to what you did well, or you did well that you get more love from God. No, there's nothing we can do to reduce God's love to us. It's already there. And it's not me, because I only me, so I share around three boys with my love. It's not that many. God's love is immense. It's unmeasurable. So he gives us all the same kind of love. There's no bad, no more or less. Once you believe in him, he loves us. So no matter what you do, you still got the love in Christ. And as I said before in here, Jesus hasn't done any miracle, hasn't done any preaching. God already peace with him. Okay? All right, so next one, thanks. So here, I'm going to go a bit more practical with you now, because, you know, I have one time, you guys should know a church around here called Causeway. Back in about 20 years ago, they got a slogan, which I quite love. The slogan is, help people around you in a practical way. Okay, I'll give you a quick example. I got, some of you may already know, but if not, now you know, I'm actually divorced. This is my second marriage, okay? So last couple of weeks ago, my ex-wife's cousin, which I haven't met her for about 20 years, she just called me. So I was surprised. I said, oh, you know, why'd you call me? And I said, oh, because, you know, I'm not happy with my parents in Hong Kong. I'm getting lonely now. I want some elder, which is like elder generation to support me. So she called me, she talked a lot. And the background is she's a girl, but she also is a lesbian. Okay? So maybe that's why she's sort of being kicked out from his family. So I talked to her, all these other sort of, you know, history things there. But at the end, I told her that if you need anything money-wise, send me your bank account number. I can't give you all as much as you need, but I can probably give you a couple hundred dollars there. Okay? What I want to share with you is good to, of course, I try to pray for her, but she's not a believer yet. So I did mention that I'll pray for you. But then after that, I said, give me your account number. I'll try to, you know, send you some money. So what I mean is that's the practical way that we can help people. It's very important to pray. Don't get me wrong, okay? But just praying on that particular moment may not be helping people. Maybe you give them food. Maybe you give them some support, some more talk. That's what you do, okay? Now, in here, I want to share with you practically is, please don't condemn yourself as a sinner. And they may say, oh, Uncle Wilfred, we all did wrong thing. Yes, we all did wrong thing. But that is all being understand and know by God. So God, Jesus, died for us. It's not just for our sin that we do in the past. It's the sin that we do now and the sin in future. So whatever we do, God knows everything. So don't condemn yourself, because in that way, you're actually looking down on yourself. You don't have to. We know that we do wrong thing. I do wrong thing too. Okay? But it doesn't mean that God don't forgive us. God forgive us in the past, what we've done wrong. Right now, today, I forget that intro, which is a bit funny. I'll bet later. And also maybe the things I'll say now is wrong. And also future, what I'm going to do later today, tomorrow, 10 years time, is all been forgiven. Okay? So, of course, in saying that, I'm not saying that then you're going to, you know, kill people, rob people. No. Because when we walk under his righteousness, his grace and blessing, we won't do such things. I'll give some example later on that. Okay? So in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14 said, For by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who have been made. So what they mean is we already be forgiven. It's not just the things that happened in the past. Okay, so that's what I want to tell you. And in the Old Testament, it's more on the kind of work that we do is a law. So you have to obey the law. You have to do the right thing. You do the right sacrifice. But once Jesus comes in, now the new terms in our New Testament is grace. So I mentioned before, grace is the blessing, the goodness that gives you, which you and I never deserve, but God still done for us. Okay. So remember this word, the grace, and also love. And as a parents, we all should remember this word, it's unconditional. So we help our kids, unconditional. What I mean is, even though he do wrong things, we still love them. That's God to us. Okay, so remember, it's not our action. You don't have to do, yes, I'm okay, thanks. Yeah, just in case I'm quiet again. So it's not to do things to get it, so it's not the right doing, okay? We don't have to do the right doing to deserve the righteousness and the grace. But in saying that, I'm not saying that you don't have to do things right, okay? But the intention is you don't have to work hard to get your grace, to get your blessing. It's already with us, okay? We will still do the things in a righteous way because we know God love us. As I said to Conrad before, you do something that I do something that you like, make you happy, you will in turn doing something that I like and I'm happy, which I think all kids should, isn't it? Okay, all right, not many parents around. Okay, so what that means is the love our kids and God love to us is unconditional. So whatever we do, remember, is not the right doing. Okay, we need to do things right, but the intention is not because you want to get this, you do things right. You do things right because you know this is the righteousness. This is the things that you right because you're already being loved and by God. Okay, so remember, stay positive. Things will happen. Things must happen. But there's also a SAC counseling expert in Hong Kong, which I listen, is Mr. Yu. He said that people will depress, but one thing that people will be easier to get out of one thing that people can get a bit easy to get over the things that happen is, in Chinese we said is 预兆, that means you expected it could happen. Okay, so probably I just want to use VCE as an example, but probably not a good idea. So what I want to mean is, when you guess something is going to happen, when it happens, you won't be affected that bad. Okay? Otherwise, if you don't expect that thing to happen, it suddenly happen, your mindset may not take it, and you may get frustrated and depressed. But make sure, in Christ, we don't have to condemn ourselves, because we all sin now, since Adam, in sort of his time, is already sin for us. So no matter what we do, how good we are, we are still a sinner. So please don't condemn yourself as a sinner. All right? Thanks, Brian. Next one. So in following that, again, Jesus wants us to live abundantly. So what they mean in the verse is John chapter 10:10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I come that they may have life and have it to the full. So in the King JV version, we actually got the word abundantly, but this is the NIV version. So to live it the full, that means you don't pray for just enough food or money or whatever you want to just to survive. God said that in the Bible. We are to live in abundantly. In the past, probably because I can never save myself. In the Asian Chinese culture, we sort of think that we shouldn't be greedy. So I pray too. And then, of course, you just pray for the thing that, good enough for all this. But then since I listened to all the other sort of preachers, as I mentioned before, We should pray boldly. We should pray abundantly. But when you have more money, more fame, more work to do, you give more offering because that serves others. So don't just pray to have a big house that only for myself or for my family to enjoy. For example, I'll give you this in my workplace, I got two nurses from India, they're all Christian. So I'm blessed by God, and we all blessed that every morning in our monitor office, we pray for each other. So at one time, one of my colleague Bonnie said, Wilfred and Andrew, I love to, and I dream, and my wife Bini dreamed that we're going to have a big house. So, and then, you know, we find this big house. And but the next follow up question is, my aim is once I got a big house, I can invite more brothers, sisters to have cell group and everything in the new house. So that's an example I want to share with you. So we should pray for big things. We should pray for be famous. Because when you're famous, you will serve the others. That's the only thing that, you know, God don't want us to just surviving. Okay? Because if you're surviving, it's good that you give, but most likely you don't. You give love to others because you have more abundant love in yourself. You give more money out because you have your more money. So just simple calculation, 10%. If you've got $1,000, 10% is 100. If you've got 10 million, 10% is a different story. Okay? All right, so in Christ, we are we should live abundantly. So pay, bro. Pay that you get your A grade, not your C grade, just pass. Okay? For the VC exam, the result hasn't come out yet. Still keep praying. Okay, all right. So that's what I want to share with you. Now, and the same thing seen here, you know, also not be a sinner and also not to just pay for surviving. There's a phrase I want you to remember too. Again, this phrase is from a pastor or a medical doctor in Hong Kong. It's called Dr. Chow in Chinese. I think probably some of probably only either know because the others not know that. It's called Choi Yun Wan. So he is actually one of the doctors and also a ref in Hong Kong. His phrase is, worry is a sin. Let me repeat. Worry is a sin. That's, to me, is a harsh question when I first heard it. Because we all have things that worry to a different extent. But worry seems normal, okay? But why you say this? Worry is a sin. Because if you believe everything is in God's hand, everything is planned, will you still need to worry? I doubt it. I won't. Okay? Everything is happened. Even though I heard someone's, you know, have a car crash, that's planned. I may have one later too, but that's planned. So you don't have to worry. If we die, you don't have to worry. So worry is a sin, which is quite a harsh question, especially some of us have, you know, some sort of things that we worry a lot while we, like maybe for kids, maybe for work, maybe for money, maybe even for study. But remember, everything is in God's hand, so don't worry. Okay? All right. So, and remember, pay boldly. So pay for your A grade. Don't just pay for your passing. All right, next one. Thanks. So now, as I said before, we're not doing things or doing right doing. We have to believe right. We have to right believing. So in here, I want to share with you is when we believe in Christ, Jesus, we have to and we will walk in correctly. Why? The example I'll share with you is just imagine if every one of us got a beautiful white shirt or white skirt, whatever you know we have in our setting, and there's a puddle of mud outside that we're going to play rugby union. Will you pay it? Were you going to play rugby union in your white or you know even what tuxedo or whatever such you have? You won't. Because when you go out to play in the dirt, you make the shirt, your skirt dirty. It is white. Okay? So what I mean is if we believe in Christ, we have the right belief that God is with us, we still do things right. No one asks you to stop to go playing rugby with your white shirt or white trousers, but you won't because you don't want to damage it. Is that right? So in that way, we still do things right, but the intention is because we know what's right. not because we want to work for righteousness. Righteousness is already in us. We won't do things wrong because we know that's not the righteousness that God has. And also, that's not what he likes us to do. Okay? So hopefully this, you have this example. And also, of course, in Christ, as we all know in the Bible, especially for parents, we know the fruit of righteousness. Okay? So this is the things that we have to nurture in our kids there. And I used to teach CSS in the past, so I know a few boys here, and hopefully they still remember the two things I want them to remember. Can I name names? Can I name names? No, I don't, okay? So what I teach them, all the things, is two things I want them to remember is self-control, self-discipline, okay? And the Bible, the fruit of the Spirit says self-control. What does self-control mean? Self-control means the things I want to do, I stop doing it. Like all you guys now, which is good, you got self-control, or maybe self-discipline for my boys. You don't put your phone out to pay your phone. You love to do it, but you know this is not the right time. And some of you who do it, probably put it back now. Sorry, I'm just joking. Because this is self-control. And self-discipline is you don't want to get up in the morning. You don't want to say good morning to your parents. You don't want to do a lot of stuff that you want to study. But you have to do it because this is the right thing that you need to do. That's self-discipline. So if you ask me, hopefully they will still remember, self-control and self-discipline is all we need. It's all we need in our life. If you have these two things in your hand, as the fruit of spirit, will be good. Because you can control anything, not let anything to control you. Okay, so that's what I want to reiterate. So probably put some memory back a few years for this couple of boys here. Self-discipline and self-control. So remember, we are loved by God already. And also, we as close as to the Lord as Jesus. Because Jesus died for us, and we actually, same as Jesus in the sense of whatever we're doing, that's God love. Because we're doing things that Jesus taught us to do, or God taught Jesus and taught Jesus taught us to do. Okay? So, and also in here, there's another phrase that by Martin Luther King, I think some of you already heard before, is all baptized believers are priests. So in Chinese, is that what that means is, you know, in English, sorry, in Chinese, is that all the baptized believers, we our status is the same as priests. Okay? I'm not want to say that, you know, looking down on all the other pastors and things like that, but we got the same power, we got the same blessing as those one who actually, you know, I'm not a pastor, but stand up preaching is the same. So of course we respect each other. But you don't have to say, oh, because my family member is sick, I need this pastor or this, you know, this elder to pray for us. Not necessary. We're all the same in Christ. Okay? Because the more people pray for them, it's better. But I want to share with this time is that once we're in Christ, we're all equal. Because all baptized believers are priests. So in that token, you also got the power, same as the pastor, elders, deacon, to pray for the others. The power in Christ is the same. Okay? You don't have to sort of stop for the higher status person to pay for you. We're all the same. Okay, thanks, Brian. And also remember, as I said before, help people in a practical way, but I didn't say that, I didn't put down praying. Praying is the most important thing that as a Christian we do. And also in Bible, it's actually quite interesting. I think a lot of things is actually not black and white strict to understand. Because Bible tell us to pray together on earth. Two people together pray is better. And also the same Bible will tell us that you should pray that nobody knows you're praying. Okay? So, but either way, to me, you pray. You pray alone, you pray with others, you pray as a prayer group, it's good. But be open. Okay, so The next thing is, as I said before, we are entitled, we are all representative of God or the Christ, and we all love as much as Jesus loved by God, because we all equal in that sort of sense there. All right. So also in Christ, we always have a word faith, F-A-I-T, isn't it? So again, in my past in Causeway, one of the senior pastors, Stuart Robinson, he have this word I always remember. You may have heard of it before. The spelling of faith is R-I-S-K, risk. Okay? So what he actually said at the time is how he said to set up Causeway. But what I want to share with you is if you have faith, you will take risk. Of course, the risk I'm talking about is the righteous risk. You're not going to rob someone and then you're not going to get caught. This is not what I mean. Okay? So have that word in. Because, you know, in me, I will also sort of find that that's quite good. For example, I come up to here to preach. This is out of my comfort zone. It's much easier this time because last time I was more shaking inside, but I'm actually more easy today. But that's, we step out of our comfort zone to do things that to serve because we have faith. So everything I taught to you today is not just come to me by chance. God already planned it. So whatever I just talked to you right or wrong, again, it's from my mouth, so you bring me, but it's from God. So when you want to have things that you want to serve, you will take a risk. Maybe a safe risk or a little risk, but we take a risk. For example, as you know, Sandra is going on mission trip soon later. Her mom is already on the way. Don't tell me that it's all safe. We pay for her. Of course we pay for her. But that's a comfort zone that she take out, which am I. Okay, one more.
Thanks, bye.
Okay, so this is I learned again from the pastor that I watched their video, listened to their service, listened to their book, read the books before. So and every time when they finish a service, a sharing, a pitching, they always give a chance for people to repent, to believe in Christ, which I think I quite like it. Because, you know, again, go back to Causeway again. I always call Causeway. In Causeway, I do a course before. And in this course, what they actually teach us is how to preach and how to set up cell group. And one thing I still remember, when we serve our gospel in Christ, it's like a long chain from start to believing in God. What I'm doing right now, or when we talk to people in crisis, or try to invite them to repent and believe, is we provide linkages. So it may be 10 link, it may be 10,000 link, we don't know. But what I'm doing today is just provide one link, so that link will be able to go to connect to the next ring or the next ring, okay? And that next ring, or maybe my ring today, is the ring that you believe in Christ. We don't know. But if I don't talk to you today and provide that link, it will never goes on. Okay? So if, you know, in your mind, you listen to what I just said before, things changing a little bit, you want to surrender yourself today to join the Christianity, to join most of us in here, let's bow and pray, and you pray in this prayer. Okay? So before finishing, so let's bow and pray. I'll just read the word for you. So close your eyes, listen to your heart. Lord Jesus, I repent my sin and surrender my life. Wash me clean. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died on the cross for my sin and rose again on the third day for my victory. I believe that in my heart and make confessions with my mouth that Jesus is my Savior and Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, for some of you, you know, you don't have to tell me. You don't have to, you know, do anything to show that you. If you want to, you can always contact Tony, contact us. But here, I think some of you may know already, there's our daily bread. Okay, there's a reading. We got some over in our church the other side, but I can leave some here. If you're interested, you can pick it up, have a read every day, which I think is a very good idea. This is one of the practices that we do in our family. And of course, there's other little good news that give you more information about Christ. And of course, talk to us there, okay? I just leave it here. So here, I want to also share with you, also share with the parents, is in my family or in our family, we will do Bible study or scripture reading with our daily bread in the morning before the boys can do other things on the phone. So they still told me that that's what they do the first thing. I don't check. I hope and I trust them they will do it there, because even though they don't do it, I don't know. And also at night time, we have another practice. It's called Grace Diary. So what we do is we will, every one of us, write down at least one thing that happened on the day we are grateful from God. For myself today, probably as I'm sharing with you guys today, maybe later I win my pickleball game from my boys. I'm not defeated again. Maybe that's my grace for today too. So I want to share with you is because I think nowadays all the generation, younger generation talk about in parenting is two main words. Of course, self-discipline, self-control is important. But the other two main words is grace and empathy. So they should have empathy, because then they live each other on earth, and also have grace. And again, have grace when every night when we've written down what grace to us or what good thing happened to me, that means I'm humble. Because the things that happen, it may not happen. Okay? As an older generation, each day we wake up, some of the, you know, my clients said, oh, it's a grace already. Because we may not wake up. We don't know. So that's the practice I really urge to serve you guys, that maybe if you want to try to write down those things happen on earth every day, that would be good too. And also one last thing before we do the action is, if things that you don't understand that happened to you, I want to share with you again, not for me, and other some wisdom people say, we never know the reason. For example, yesterday I heard they're talking about 9/11. Some people on earth said, oh, this must be Jesus or God to come and punish America because they do things sinfully. Of course, that's not true. Because why? Father will never hurt the Son. Okay? But the question is, why it's happened? We don't know. So what I want to share with you is, we on earth is like a 2D dimension. Okay? And things happen in Jesus' world or in the God's world is 3D. How can you know 3D? Because we only look 2D. So don't worry. Don't try to bother to find out the reason why. It just happened. Pray. That's all we can do. And that's all we understand to do. You can't see things in a 3D world with a 2D vision. You never do. Okay? Now, what I want to share with you today is, some of you may know, as a physio, I'll try to give things to you guys manually, so they remember some things. So the thing I'll share with some of you, remember, I said before too, is, again, experts said that everybody laugh every day, all right? So maybe some of the young ones never heard of. You know how many times a young kids laugh a day? Between 300 to 400 times. So you can check if the kids laugh that much. And you know how much adult or after age of 17 we laugh a day? No, not one, a bit more than that. 4 to 7 times. Okay, so that means we are quite serious person. So maybe this, the next research can done is, how about Asian, you know? Asian will be laugh a lot less too. So what I want to share with you is, some of you may heard of it before, it's called laughing yoga. Have you heard of it before? No? It's an action, all right? You can do it sitting down and do it there. So at least you make yourself, you force yourself to laugh in that way. I learned this is because I teach a bit of Tai Chi program, and then one of the, I think not from Facebook, One of the chairperson from the Laughing Yoga contacted me and said, oh, invite me. Oh, this few years ago. I want you to come and share your Tai Chi with my Laughing group. I think it's like an annual dinner in Fairfield Park. So I go there, and of course, greedy Wilfred want to learn something back. So I asked them, and they said, oh, I will teach you back a Laughing Yoga. So maybe we just end with this one. Okay. So what we do, we're actually prepping our hand. Very simple. You do this acting. It's like ha ha ha. Okay. So what are you doing like this? Oh, oh, ha ha ha. Oh, oh, ha ha ha. Okay. Now that's Laughing Yoga. I also like this is because it's also coincide with our Chinese traditional medicine. Because in Chinese we believe there's a lot of acupuncture point on hands. And that would affect your internal organs. So at times, if you have nothing to do, or if you drive past Uncle Wilfred when I'm working or in my car, you see who's doing this. Again, we may not believe it, because remember where we are? 2D world. This has happened 3D way. Okay, so hopefully you guys can take some message. If there's anyone who actually want to have some reading, please come and feel free to hear. And also try to talk to Tony, if you want to. I think that'd be a good way to start your journey again. So may God bless you guys. Thank you.